As a young man in 1990, Bill Callahan started making music under the name Smog. It was experimental and extremely spare, just Callahan playing guitar riffs with a bit of production here and there. But at the center of it all was Callahan's baritone voice and his Spartan lyrics. This is The Hard Road from 2000.
I'll take the hard road. I believe I'll see you there. In a cyclone of stone, wooden spikes in your hair.
After 13 albums, Callahan dropped the stage name Smog and started making music under his real name. Music that critics said was his best yet. His new album is called Dream River, and he joins me now in Studio 360. Bill Callahan, welcome.
Thank you.
So although this album features a full band, you're here today with only your electric guitar. Can we begin with a song from Dream River?
Yeah.
What's this going to be?
I'm going to do The Sing. Drinking while sleeping, strangers unknowingly keep me company in the hotel bar. Looking out a window that isn't there. Looking at the carpet and the chairs. Well, the only words I've said today are beer. And thank you. Limitations like Marvin Gaye, mortal joy. Is that way? Song to a long, long train, long, long gone, then silence comes back alone. Highest scaffolding. Wind finds something to ping, or the pinging thing finds the wind. We're all looking for a body or a means to make one sing.
That was Bill Callahan performing The Sing from his new album Dream River. Good art always or often seems to be about some particular time and place. Do you have a sense with Dream River of either imaginary or real where this zone is that you're writing about?
I was trying to make a record to listen to before you go to bed, something that wasn't too jarring or upsetting, something that would kind of leave you with peaceful feeling. I forget what was your actual question.
Oh, is there a kind of time and place that you're trying to evoke or conjure?
I think it's like just a dream time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Dream River, and sort of all the mystical rivers like the Ganges and just that type of feel.
You've said that when you write lyrics first and then figure out the music and sing them later. Why does that process, that order, work for you?
It's the only way I seem to be able to do it. I need to make a story, and I don't want to use the music as any kind of a crutch at any point. So the only way to be true to myself is for the lyrics to stand up on their own. And then it becomes a very desperate, because setting it to music is very hard for me, because I'm not much of a musician. I'm not very flexible or fluid a musician. So it's a long process. So I want to
get the thing that you can get right first?
Yeah, and then I can just focus like a drill on a block of stone, you know, without thinking about the words at all. I can just then do the next task.
So block of stone, you say. You've also called it wood carving. Is that how it feels? Is just chipping away?
Yeah. I mean, I think of it like that just because if you could play all the options of sounds music can make, it would just sound like white noise, you know, a block of noise. And then I always feel like I'm just chipping away at that to find the melody.
May we hear another song?
Yeah. This is called Spring. The wind is pushing the clouds along. A power is putting them away. A power that moves things neurotically, like a widow with a rosary. Everything is all wing and tired of praise. And mountains don't need my accolades. And spring looks bad lately anyway, like death warmed over. Bantam is preening madly, waiting for the light of day. And all I want to do is to make love to you.
careless mind. With a careless mind. With a careless, careless, careless mind.
And that was Bill Callahan singing Spring from his album Dream River. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Sure, my pleasure.
Bill Callahan's new album is Dream River. He is on tour in the United States right now, and you can find out where at studio360.org, where you can also listen to another song he played for us here today.